You land a B-call. We know Speak Americano, which is the sample of an old Italian song, believe it or not.
Is it really?
It's a little bit topical, ain't it, as a matter of fact.
No way. Are you doing a segue here?
Me? Segueing? No, I would never.
Segue?
Subway was the song before, actually, but no.
No.
The person who is joining us on the line.
Are we actually going to keep talking with this music in the background?
Well, it's fading out. Oh, I thought it right now is not unfamiliar to us. He's been on our screens. He's been on in various different productions. Mm-hmm. He's a comedian. You may have seen him online in various different videos as well, which always make me laugh. Doesn't matter what it is. I see James Liotta and who he collaborates with. Could be Maria. Could be anybody who he puts online. And I can't help but just laugh. Stop and laugh. And it's the laugh that I generally need across the day.
100%.
He joins us on the line this morning, James Liotta, to talk to us all about Mama's Not Happy, which is his debut solo stand-up comedy show. James, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning to two of my favourite people on a Monday morning on the radio. Thank you very much.
Thank you for jumping on for a chat. Debut solo show, mate. It's so exciting. How much work's gone into this?
Well, look, all shows have a level of work that go into this. I think the workload is big because when you're an independent artist, you're not just the performer, but you are also, you know, the person looking for PR, you're the person who's talking to the techs, you're the person booking the venues. So the workload increases. But look, from the performance perspective, yeah, it is big when you're doing a solo show because there's a lot more responsibility that lies on you. In the past, I've toured along, and I will continue to do so, but I tour with a lot of my colleagues. But this time, it's quite thrilling that people are buying tickets just to see me. So I'm very humbled by that too.
Oh, it's incredible. And as Carl said, the show's called The Mama's Not Happy. Why is she not happy?
She's not happy for all sorts of reasons. When you have an Italian mum, and by the way, Catherine, I can vouch that that is an Italian song originally, what you just played, by the way. You have a mum that is always unhappy about various things, but for me it's because I'm 41 and I'm single and I'm not married and I'm bringing a lot of shame to the family. So that's probably reason number one.
Hey, there's nothing to be ashamed of there,
James. There's some parallels, Carl, between all morning you've been saying that you've made your mama unhappy.
Well, maybe that's I think that's it.
Is that the number one reason?
That's the reason why. I've just been throwing out subtle hints in the direction of where we were ending up today.
Hey, I'm looking at this release right now. Carl, they also says that there is a special guest in this show. Is it you?
It could be.
Well, I was going to say, you know, any other Italian in Melbourne that's made their mama unhappy are most welcome to come and open the show for me because I reckon they've got plenty of stories. So, Carl, you never know. Maybe get you in the show.
Well, I fit the mold there, James. I am Italian and I have made my mother unhappy. So I will see you on the 27th of July, my friend.
Thank you very much. That's very kind. But look, the special guest, by the way, look, initially it was like, oh, who is it? But as the months have progressed with the publicity, all my followers know that the special guest is actually my character, Maria, who is the Italian mama that I play, and she's going to open the show. And I think going back to your first question, I've decided to make it even harder on myself to be my own support act as well, which is a bit uncommon.
Well, yeah, that's going to create complicated, you know, scenarios for you because how are you going to go from Maria to yourself back to, like, that's going to be a quick turnaround to look like Maria and then look like James and I don't know how you're going to be able to do it. You're going to need a stunt double.
It's a two-day show. Everyone goes home and they come back. look, we're having a little interval, a little sneaky little interval between the support and the main show, and that's where the magic of the change will happen.
Bit of a cannoli and some grappa in between as an interval, that could be good. There's an idea.
I can't promise anything because I am Italian. We never promise, but you never know. You never know.
Look, James, it's amazing to me that you have done so much in your career and you've made so many people laugh for so long. How is it that this is your debut solo show, and how are you feeling leading into it?
You know, that's a very interesting question. I've been doing this work for a long time. I've just had a ball traveling with my colleagues who are friends as well, and we put together either variety shows, sketch shows, or just lineup of comics. And I've just always been involved with them, but you know, there's always this thing in the back of your mind, I do want to do a little solo show as well, because, you know, you get the comedy festivals that come around. There's obviously a lot of solo shows in that. I have no idea why it's taken me so long. During the COVID period, I started thinking, oh, you know, when we're out of COVID, I'd like to do something solo. And then I ended up being with my colleagues, George Kapaniaris and Tahir, for almost 2 years, touring with them. So it's just happened now. And I just feel like it's one of these bucket list things, you know, that you kind of just want to do.
Oh, it's so exciting. And hey, I have been loving your content on socials lately. I think that it is very punchy and very funny. How has your craft had to change to adapt to the social media landscape?
Well, you see, I didn't start on social media. I've been performing for over 25 years. So we all know social media wasn't around back then. And this character, Maria, that I play, I actually was testing her out on stage pre-social media days. So I've been around a long time doing this kind of work. How do you adapt it to social media? I mean, you adapt it in the sense that you're essentially adapting to film. And when you do film, you've got the power of editing to make things funnier as well. It's just a different skill level, that's all. Everything's a lot closer because you're using a camera as opposed to on stage when you've got to be a lot bigger because you've got a larger space to work with. So you just find little tricks. And as you do more of the videos, you just get a little bit better at them each time.
For sure, my friend. And speaking of those videos, we have a mutual friend that you seem to be using a lot lately.
Yes.
in those videos. One guy by the name of James Jimmy Zabo. How's that relationship going and the content that you're making together? I find myself laughing the most at some of those videos.
Oh, fabulous.
It really is a relationship. His wife is a bit concerned about this relationship.
His children are being featured in some of the videos too.
yes. And sometimes, you know, like we tend to use his lovely home for some of the videos, and we have to kick his family out. He's got two beautiful kids and a wife, and we just kick them out, and then I come in and we do our videos. But we're having a lot of fun. As you know, look, it's obvious that I do a lot of content that's based around my ethnicity. Jimmy is also half Italian as well, so he understands that, you know, the culture and that humour from that background.
Yeah.
And he's got some really great ideas. A lot of the scripts are written by Jimmy, and I just come in to collaborate with him. And the collaboration is the key to success, I think. You just need to work with like-minded people and have some fun along the way.
Absolutely. You guys make quite the duo. As do you and Maria. Hey, she wouldn't be around by any chance, would she?
Hang on a minute, because I do live with her. Hang on. Do you want her? Do you want to speak to her?
Look, I mean, Carl, would you want to?
Hang on.
If Maria's there, I'd love to know what she's having for breakfast.
Let me just call her in an Italian fashion.
Okay.
Ma! Ma! Get on the phone, Ma! Hello? Hello, it's me, Maria. Who's speaking?
Maria, ciao. It's Carl and Catherine. Buongiorno.
Carla Caterina, oh, nice to see you. Where are you from? You call from Opus because I'm not interested.
Well, a form of communication. We're doing a radio interview with James, your son.
We're
about
on the wireless, Maria.
We're on the radio.
Oh, radio, yeah. You play Italian music?
Well,
have you got a request?
We did sort of play an Italian song before. We played the song, you know, We No Speak Americano.
Doesn't matter. Same as TV. Oh,
very good. What are you having for breakfast this morning? Have you eaten breakfast?
No, I'm an Italian woman. We don't have a breakfast. We just have a cafe. That's it. There's a biscotti, cafe, and that's fine. Then we have a big lunch, a big dinner, but not breakfast. Nah.
Hey, Maria, your son is going on a national tour, and he's named the show after you, that you're not happy. Why aren't you happy?
Yeah, because he not tell you, he's a stupid. He should have a kid by now. He should have a kid 25 years ago. I'm going to get old, you know. Who wants to train the kids? Who am I going to give the money to?
Hang on a second, Maria. I just want to stop you right there. You're telling me he should have had kids 25 years ago. Wouldn't that have made him 16?
No, he's nearly 57, this one here.
Hey, Maria, while we have you, can I use your energy for a second? My co-host, Carl, told us earlier that he was eating chewing gum the other day and didn't know how to get rid of it, so he put the chewed chewing gum behind his ear and saved it for later. Can you yell at him for me?
Yeah, Carl, what are you doing? Why do you have to be so stupid? That's disgusting, Carl. Not do again, all right? That's a chicken boy. Not do again.
I'm sorry.
Listen, put it in your pocket or something and not put it in your ear. Yuck.
Yeah, but if I put it in the pocket, Maria, then you'll have to wash it for me because it'll get stuck.
That's true. Maybe you should just give up on the chewing gum. No good.
Totally agree.
What could I chew instead?
Biscotti. Biscotti's all right.
All right.
Okay. Maria, it's been lovely chatting to you. Can we have James back on the phone now?
Yeah, no, I've got to go do the iron. All right. Ta-da.
Ciao, ciao, Maria, ciao. Arrivederci. Have a good day.
Hello. Sorry about that. She gets a bit carried away when I put her on the phone.
I was worried that we wouldn't actually get you back to say goodbye, James. Maria just took the show away there.
I want Maria to co-host.
Yeah. She has hung up on my calls before.
Oh.
She doesn't seem like the person that would hang up, though.
No, she hangs up. She hangs up when back when we had the old school telephones, the landlines. Mm. She'd listen in on my phone calls, and then she'd hang up on the other end. She'd actually speak to me while I'm talking to my friends. Get off the phone.
And then she wonders why you're still single.
Well, this is a very interesting topic, Carl, because a lot of the times in the families. It's not that I haven't tried, but, you know, Mama's been unhappy with all the women I bring home. And so where do you go, you know? She's unhappy anyway.
It's a good question. It's a good question, my friend. Well, I'm sure, no doubt, one day Maria will be very happy with you and she'll be extraordinarily happy with you at the fact that you've got your debut solo show, Mama's Not Happy, which kicks off in Perth on the 21st of June if you're over there, but particularly in Melbourne for all our Melbourne people out there, who is basically everyone listening right now, of course. The 27th of July at the Thornbury Theatre. I'm looking forward to being there and seeing it, my friend. And, of course, jamesliotta.com is where you can head to find tickets and online on socials as well, James Liotta Entertainer. Thank you for jumping on and also finding Maria for a chat this morning, James.
Thank you very much, guys. You're always very supportive. I appreciate it. Make sure you put a .au on the end of that website because the .com takes you to naughty stuff, which has got nothing to do with me. But put the AU on the end.
See, Carl, now James is also not happy. Way to go.
Well, you know, I'm sorry. I'm upsetting a lot of people today. I'm not doing it intentionally, but, you know, tomorrow's a new day. I'll be better.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you guys are fantastic. Thank you so much. Thank you to Southern FM and to you guys. You've been long-time supporters and always having a chat to me. I really appreciate it.
Always a pleasure.
You're a good man. Thank you, James.